We are elevated, ennobled, refined. November 10. Abraham ever displayed unselfish courtesy. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Genesis 13:9. Abraham's household comprised more than 1,000 souls. Those who were led by his teachings to worship the true God found a home in his encampment, and here as in a school they received such instruction as would prepare them to be representatives of the faith. Abraham's affection for his children and his household led him to guard their religious faith, to impart to them a knowledge of the divine statutes as the most precious legacy he could transmit to them and through them to the world. All were taught that they were under the rule of the God of heaven. There was to be no oppression on the part of parents and no disobedience on the part of children. God's law had appointed to each his duties, and only in obedience could any secure happiness and prosperity. His own example, the silent influence of his daily life, was a constant lesson. The unswerving integrity, the benevolence and unselfish courtesy which had won the admiration of kings were displayed in the home. There was a fragrance about the life, a nobility and loveliness of character, which revealed to all that he was connected with heaven. He did not neglect the soul of the humblest servant. In his household there was not one law for the master and one for the servant, a royal way for the rich and another for the poor. All were treated with justice and compassion. He was a man of faith who always followed principles of the strictest integrity. In all his business transactions, he was courteous and honorable. His life was controlled by Christian politeness, and he placed the service of the Lord before all else. He would not swerve a hair's breadth from pure Christian principles. It is in the power of everyone to practice true Christ-like courtesy.